Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And good evening, KMOX at your service. It is 8:06, downtown St. Louis. I'm George Sells. With you until 10 o'clock tonight, and lots to unpack about today. We're going to kind of do this in two blocks. We've got 2 hours. So many of you who are with us right now, sports fans coming out of another great sports open line. So if you hang around until 9 o'clock, we're going to get into some sports. Specifically, we're going to talk a whole lot about St. Louis City SC and what is coming. The new world of St. Louis sports between the St. Louis Battlehawks, who are out on the field right now, and St. Louis SC soccer. We've got a lot going on in sports, and we're going to get into that. Ben Hockman from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch will be with us to talk a little bit about what to expect on the field from this team. And we've heard a lot about the fan experience and the stadium and all that kind of stuff, which we're also going to get into. But we have also heard a lot about, or we've heard very little, I should say, about what's going to happen on the field. Are these guys going to be any good? I mean, let's face it, you know, the expansion teams, there's no nice way to say it. They tend to suck. So is there any chance that the St. Louis City SC soccer team will buck that trend? And there are reasons to believe they can. Give you some optimism there. So we're going to get into that. That'll be in the 9 o'clock hour, along with Matt Seebach from St. Louis City SC. He is in charge of your experience as a fan in a number of ways. And we're going to talk to him about what to expect and what will be coming up. The brand new city park here in the downtown west area and the experiences that will be going on there. So we're going to really kind of immerse ourselves in our new professional sports team as we are now just a couple of days away from them hitting the pitch for the first time. And of course, folks around here are excited about it. It was announced yesterday that Odyssey Radio will be carrying those games. You'll have a lot of St. Louis City SC programming here on KMOX, and Y98 will be carrying the games themselves beginning Saturday when they play at Austin. So we're going to get into that. May even talk a little bit about sports TV ratings, which were interesting over the weekend. You know, the shiny new thing versus the team that just isn't doing all that well right now. The Battle Hawks actually outdrawing the Blues on television over the weekend. We'll talk a little bit about that. So that's all the second hour. So you sports fans, the night is not over. There is still sports to be discussed. The first hour, starting here in just a couple of minutes when we come back, we're going to get very deep into this controversy surrounding Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner. We will have an opportunity to take your calls. 314-436-7900 is the number here at KMOX, 314-436-7900. We're going to start, though, as we get into that whole situation, we're going to start with kind of a round table. I've got Kevin Killeen, Sean Michael Lyle, to join me earlier and to talk about, and Michael Calhoun, excuse me, to talk about what has been going on over the past few days. All three of them have been covering various aspects of this story, so we were able to really kind of unpack the whole thing. And, of course, you know the story by now, I'm sure, as far as what happened. It begins over the weekend with a car accident. Janae Edmondson, a 16-year-old volleyball player from Tennessee, walking down the street with her dad in downtown St. Louis, is hit by a car driving recklessly. She's pinned against a wall. She eventually had to have her legs amputated, both of them. This is a girl who is looking to play volleyball in college, at the college level. And, you know, her life, it's just a tragic story, a story made worse from the standpoint of local governance, if you will, by the fact that the driver of the car, in the eyes of many, should have been in prison or locked up in some form or fashion, because what we're talking about here is a young man who had been set to go to trial in 2020, Daniel Riley, for on a robbery charge. Charges got dropped by the circuit attorney's office, according to the judiciary, because circuit attorney's office wasn't ready for trial. So they dropped the charges and refiled. Now, that's not completely unusual. A lot of things can happen that that cause that, scheduling in courts and stuff, but it's not a great look. So they had to reschedule. It's made to look even worse by the fact that he was on home incarceration, supposed to be wearing an ankle bracelet, and he violated that home incarceration in one form or fashion or another 51 different times, according to reports. And yet nobody ever said, hey, maybe you ought to be in jail waiting for your trial rather than continually violating these rules. The circuit attorney's office, already under fire, in a state of, what would you call it, chaos? Certainly under siege. I can tell you yesterday I saw something I never thought I would see. That is Mayor Tashara Jones, who, a very progressive politician whose political ideas have always seemed very much in line with those of Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner. Tashara Jones came out and said that Kim Gardner needs to take a long, hard look in the mirror and decide if she wants to be circuit attorney, and pointed to the flaws in the office and the challenges that they've had in that office that have been pointed out by Gardner's opponents. And the drum has been beat on for some time by her opponents, and Republicans in Jefferson City have been looking for ways to either get her out or go around her. And fuel is certainly being poured on that fire. But all of a sudden, many of Ms. Gardner's allies are even calling for her resignation. She held a very combative news conference today where she basically said to everyone who is saying she should resign or be fired or whatever you want to call it, too bad. She's sticking by her guns, and she made a number of statements about things that her office supposedly did. And there's a lot of debate to this, and there's a lot of there are a lot of disputed facts. And This is where I have a problem, and we'll get into this in our roundtable. The circuit attorney's office, our city's chief prosecutor, and the judiciary, in other words, the judges over in the courts, there are a lot of things, there are always things that you might criticize, you might disagree with, but I think we all can agree, no matter what your politics are or anything else, that you should be able to count on those two institutions to come at you with a basic moniker of truth. Nobody expects to be lied to by the judge or lied to by the prosecutor. And yet, we are now looking with some of the facts in these cases, some of the circumstances around Mr. Riley being out, Mr. Daniel Riley being out and not being in jail, and thus able to drive this car recklessly and destroy this young girl's life. We are sitting here in discussion of the facts surrounding this case with a he said, she said situation. I mean, I always want to give the benefit of the doubt, and maybe, you know, I'm very big on acknowledging and embracing gray areas and accepting gray areas and accepting that most things are not simple. But in this case, you know, when the circuit attorney's office says, yeah, we had to drop the charges because the guy was dead. The victim was dead and we had to refile. And the judiciary says, no, that didn't happen. Okay, there may have been a mix up there to explain that, but that seems like a real big discrepancy. The circuit attorney's office saying and producing what they say are transcripts from a couple of different hearings, saying that they had asked that this guy be put away. They're not saying transcripts. They said these are oral arguments, saying that when he violated his with his ankle bracelet, when he violated his home incarceration, they're saying that they asked that he be put away and that the judge denied it. It was the judge. Well, the judiciary comes back with documents, transcripts from two hearings at least, where the circuit attorney's representative said they were just fine with this guy being on home incarceration. Now, again, he apparently broke the home incarceration rules some 50 times, so there may have been more hearings that we don't know about, and that's where you get into potential gray area. But it sure sounds like you've got two people pointing fingers at each other and somebody, you know, are they lying? Are they just playing fast and loose with some of the facts? Hard to figure out, but that is something that you don't really expect from institutions that are supposed to be upholding the law. So that's a problem. And we're going to get much deeper into this. Once again, next segment, round robin with the reporters from KMOX who've been covering the story. Segment after that, we'll talk a little bit more about it. Take your calls, 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. You're listening to KMOX At Your Service. I'm George Sells. It's 8:17 on a Thursday night.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at Bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
We're back, Camo X, at your service. George Sells with you tonight until 10 o'clock. And, of course, the talk of the town, of course, is Kim Gardner and the calls for her resignation amid a teenager losing her legs in an automobile wreck where the driver, in the eyes of many, should have been at very least in jail, could have already been in prison in the eyes of some, had a first trial taken place, and she's catching a lot of heat. So what we're going to do, we're going to do the KMOX round table here because we've got a room full of journalists who have been covering this all through it. Kevin Killeen is with us. He was at the news conference today. Sean Michael Lyle has been on the story, as has Michael Calhoun. And guys, thanks for sitting in with me. And I guess my first question, let's start with Kevin, because that news conference today, anybody who thought that Kim Gardner was going to fold up her tent and resign under pressure from Jefferson City to City Hall, they were wrong.
Yeah, I mean, this was the most suspenseful news day. A high noon deadline, resign or else. The Attorney General, Andrew Bailey, told her, get out or I'm going to start proceedings to get you out. And Kim Gardner, who has been a fighter the whole time, is fighting again. She came up in front of her office there at a podium surrounded by supporters. It's sort of a echoey marble hallway, and you can hear the din of it as we'll play a cut here where she was just asked the basic question, hey, the other day the mayor said you're kaput. What do you think? And listen to how the supporters took that.
Kim, the mayor has said that she, in her opinion, you've lost the confidence of the public. You're in this to fight it and prove that you did the right thing. Can you get the public's confidence back at this point?
This was as vitriolic as it reminded me of Heinie Miney, the Little League teams that we used to follow when my kids were playing Little League, where the coaches and the parents would get so enthralled by the moment, and they were saying, you know, we'll answer for her. But finally she did answer, and she said that
the people have a process if they do not no longer want me in this office, and that's called an election. And so I cannot speak for the people, and I will not address anything that the mayor said, because I think the people should speak for themselves.
What she did say there was that, you know, I'm not going to step down, that there's a process, unelect me at the polls if you want to. One other thing at this news conference, She deflected some of the blame to the judge, Judge Hettenbach, saying, hey, I ask for the judge to keep this guy behind bars or to revoke his bond and put him behind bars a couple of times. A few times, she said, but, you know, I can't tell the judge what to do. So if this is a movie trailer of how her case would go later on, she's going to try to say it wasn't all me, it was the judge.
And let me take it from there, and this is in some ways one of the more troubling things about all this, is we are in this place now where two institutions that we are supposed to be able to trust beyond reproach, the prosecutor's office and the judiciary, and we now have what amounts to a he said, she said between the judge and Kim Gardner's office. And if you take all these statements that have been made, it's hard not to conclude, Michael, that somebody's lying here.
Well, so this is the case of the suspect in the reckless driving incident who had been involved in an armed robbery, had been charged with that in a couple of years earlier. And so there was a lot of back and forth over what kind of bond conditions do we have? Do we let him out with GPS monitoring? Do we put him behind bars? The circuit attorney's office allegedly was not prepared for the first trial date, and so it was dismissed and refiled. So, yeah, the circuit attorney has said, hey, we did go when this suspect violated bond 50 times, 50 plus times, GPS monitoring violations, many of those, the battery just being dead, other times leaving, you know, the geographic zone. But in those cases, the circuit attorney's office says it was the judge who decided to do GPS. We went to the judge and said there have been these violations. The circuit attorney's office has claimed that. There's no evidence of this, though. When you go to CaseNet, which is the electronic listing of court records, there's no way to prove this when you look at that. And part of that is because of the dismissal. And so the circuit court has said that the requests, there were no requests in this current trial period. Before the dismissal, though, the prosecutor says, I asked then. And so the circuit court has said, we haven't been able to release the records from before that dismissal. And that did leave us in a position where we're like, who's saying what here?
And just to clarify, there's this law that I didn't know about until this week. If a judge drops a case, everything that was public record on CaseNet about that, including, you know, how many times a guy violated home confinement, is then closed. And so there's this backstory that we can't get to through the official records to find out who's telling the truth.
We did keep up the pressure, though, in saying that, you know, we need to be able to set the record straight and find out who, you know, what actually happened. We've got two different accounts here in the public sphere. And actually, we did get from the 22nd Judicial Circuit late today two documents, and one of them, Kevin, is from an initial appearance hearing in September of 2020, which was before that first case was dismissed. The court made the decision, a rare decision, to release that. And here's what it says about the circuit attorney's office. The assistant circuit attorney said a house arrest recommendation would not be opposed by the state. I see no reason that could be out of the realm of possibility. Is the court inclined to grant house arrest on this case? If the court is inclined, we would ask that it's standard GPS conditions. That was in 2020. So it was the assistant circuit attorney asking for GPS monitoring. Then we fast forward to the beginning of the second trial, the retrial, so to speak, in August of 2022. A different assistant U.S. city circuit attorney says, Your Honor, I believe we actually reached a consent with defense to have the defendant released on his own recognizance with the added conditions of GPS and house arrest. And the judge says, defense, do you like that? The defense says, yeah, that's good. And the court asks the circuit attorney in the courtroom, are we looking for 24/7 GPS monitoring? And the assistant circuit attorney says, standard GPS is fine, judge. So the assistant circuit attorneys in two cases not only agreed with, but went along with, and even said, no, we don't want to escalate this to 24/7 monitoring. Just a regular bracelet is fine.
So this does not completely make a liar out of Kim Gardner, because she said her statement was that they had repeatedly asked, and that's two examples from two hearings, and there may have been more. So, but it certainly looks,
well, she said that the judge decided GPS monitoring. These two cases indicate that the assistant circuit attorney said, yeah, and when asked, do you want to escalate this to 24/7? They said, no, thanks.
And there was also the release the other night the first release that their office issued, where they said the reason that they dropped the charges was because the victim in the case had passed away. And we have heard since that the victim in that case, in fact, was alive and well and at the hearing when the charges were dropped. So, Sean, I ask you, as a guy who is having to pour through and gather these facts and a guy who was on station the night when that information came out, is this a problem with the truth? Is this a problem with facts? Something in the middle? What do you think?
It was apparently a problem with facts that there was a name mix-up as far as a couple of different robbery victims, and they thought it was one, but it was really another, and they later found out. But the thing that what I am here to offer is that this is, rearranging chairs on a sinking ship. In Jefferson City and Andrew Bailey, the Attorney General of Missouri, none of this matters. Janae Edmondson's, what happened to her was the straw that broke the camel's back. And that is what they're talking about in Jefferson City, especially from the attorney general and state lawmakers, including ones like Rasheen Aldridge, who represents the district where this happened. And that is that this has been going on for a long time. There are 4,000 backlog cases. Many of those are homicides. You go across the state to a similar city in Kansas City, they don't have this problem. They don't have the backlog. So what the people at the state level, especially the attorney general, in his demand that she resign and also a filing to have her removed, is that this is an ongoing thing to the thousands of cases. Yes, it's terrible what happened to this young woman. Yes, this is the one that, for whatever reason, really sparked the powder keg. But that's what their points are, and that is this has just gotten to the point where something must be done, and that's how they're looking at it.
So I think we all know that the way the courts work, they could do this filing in Jefferson City.
It was done in St. Louis. The 22nd Circuit. It was done today in the 22nd Circuit. That's right. Where it was filed. Section 106.220, which allows for this so-called quo warranto, which is basically saying that it would allow a process to remove somebody who has the right to hold office.
Right. But you still have... I'm playing this out the way I see it. If somebody decides they're going to fight it, they're going to fight it to the death, so to speak. You have to go through the process, a trial essentially, to do this, and then she'll have the right to appeal that, and then there'll be another appeal. And by the time we get through all this,
there'll be another election.
Who knows if her term is over by then? I take it everything with a grain of salt out of the attorney general's office for that reason, because if she wants to fight this from that standpoint, she could probably draw this out and finish out her term. But my question to you guys, and I mean, you have to cover the story, so don't compromise any objectivity here. But I do wonder, do we think that she can survive this? Do we think she'll be in office this time?
Well,
2 months from now.
What's different? You remember the last time she had her neck on the line when she was in front of that review board, and she got out of that. There was this talk behind the scenes. People would never say it on the record. They'd say, "Well, nobody wants to get rid of Kim Gardner, or we'll have the Michael Brown riots all over again." But now, when you have progressives, members of her own party, like Tashara Jones, Rasheen Aldridge, several progressive aldermen saying she's not a team player. It's, we're calling you out. Do some soul searching on whether you want this job. It makes you wonder if she's done. And maybe there people in power believe there would not be rioting in the streets if they got rid of her.
Yeah, the progressive concept of justice reform, it could be at stake in their mind. And they don't want to lose their ideal because one particular person isn't getting it done. I think that it could be said that it's not necessarily the progressive justice reform that is at fault here, but it is just the management by this particular circuit attorney. And I think that, I think maybe that's why some of these people are turning, because they're seeing that their ideals of progressive justice reform could go down with the ship if she tries to hang on.
That's what we're seeing from social media, are folks mm-hmm. expressing that very concern. But you can look across in St. Louis County and see Wesley Bell pursuing many of the same policies. case, finding success, building consensus. And it goes back to the argument that is what happened, is what the situation is in the circuit attorney's office because of the approach and the mindset and the philosophy, or is it a matter of filing papers in the right place, having the right victims, you know, when a victim dies, the right name on there, having the right assistant circuit attorneys showing up in the courtroom on the right days. Is it a matter of philosophy, or is it a matter of just getting the job done?
And that's going to be the question that will be answered in the coming days. Certainly, I don't know if a surprise is the right word, but I never thought I would see Tushara Jones, our mayor, step forward and say everything but Kim Gardner should resign, and that was essentially where she went.
Yeah.
Megan Green standing at her side, as she said, at one of the most liberal progressive members of what is a progressive city government here. That was something I was all but shocked by, and you have to wonder now, you know, how much shelter is left in the storm for Kim Gardner.
And one quick thing. To me, I covered her moment of triumph just 1 week ago when she won the prison release of Lamar Johnson. And this is like a Shakespearean tragedy. There's such an utter reversal for her. She goes from looking like she's, you know, in a safe position in 1 week, and then from the most unforeseeable circumstances, her job is on the line in less than 10 days.
Something to see. Well, Kevin Killeen, Michael, we're gonna do, I was going to wrap it up, but let's do it. Why not?
I just
one more thing.
Want to emphasize, people should go. We have a link at KMOX.com. It's a GoFundMe that's called Pray for Janae. They set out to raise $100,000, George. It's over $400,000 now. Messages of support from coast to coast, Canada, and beyond.
And that's amazing. And that's something that we should not be losing sight of in all of this talk about the political intrigue. Is the reason we're having this conversation is a 16-year-old girl lying in a hospital bed with no legs, not 2 miles from where we're sitting right now in Janae Edmondson. Mm. And, you know, as you said, kind of what triggered all of this conversation. But this horrific crash and what happened to this young woman, you hate to see a tragedy spark change, but that seems to be what we're looking at here. And again, KMOX.com for those links. And stay with KMOX for more coverage, because this story is not going away anytime soon. This is going to be something to pay close attention to. Sean Michael Lyle, Kevin Killeen, Michael Calhoun, thank you very much for sitting in with me tonight.
Thanks, Drew.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So what do you think? We want to hear from you coming up next. Give us a call, 314-436-7900. Again, 314-436-7900, as the Circuit Attorney's Office under attack from all sides tonight. Give us a call. We'll be back here in just a moment. I'm George Sells with you till 10 o'clock. KMOX at your service. And KMOX at your service, 8:41 in the evening on a Thursday night. A combative day in St. Louis politics. Kim Gardner, the circuit attorney, her office under fire after this crash that left a young woman, a 16-year-old girl from Tennessee, an aspiring volleyball player who was here for a volleyball tournament, got hit by a car and was left without her legs. She had to have her both legs amputated. She's in the hospital tonight. And we want to hear from you. We want to hear what your thoughts are on this case. Again, it's 314-436-7900, the number here at KMOX. Want to hear what your thoughts are about Kim Gardner's office. Should she stay? Should she go? Also curious to hear your thoughts about the way the city has really come together to support 16-year-old Janae Edmondson. Janae, you know, they started a GoFundMe to help her family pay for some of these, what are going to be massive bills, certainly, and that the community has rallied around it. Their goal was like $200,000. They're over $400,000, both from people here and then around the area. And we did get an update on her condition. Leaders of the Tennessee Volleyball Club They're not calling her critically injured. They're not calling her a victim. They're calling her a survivor. Janae Edmondson, 16 years old, still hospitalized. KMOX's Megan Lynch spoke today with Jeff Wismer. He's the assistant director and recruiting coordinator for the Mid-Tennessee Volleyball Club in Smyrna, Tennessee. And he gave us an update on her condition.
We want to thank the St. Louis community for its outpouring of support on site, whether that is prayers, cards, food offerings, just a sense of your community displaying the values that the Midwest is known for. That's been felt. I know the family would like to be able to get out and in person thank everyone and give updates, but right now their primary focus has to be on their family and for Janae. Yesterday she completed an additional surgery just to go in and check her wounds, because the wounds obviously are extensive. And that was a positive third surgery. And my understanding is that she has a couple more in front of her. So she is still in critical but stable position at this time. She was alert. I think it was Monday morning. She was able to engage her family. She was able to, on Tuesday, engage her sister as well. I think those were, you know, obviously two really positive steps for that family. We're really excited and we're very thankful for some positive news today that I've been in communication with her future college coach at UT Southern. And we are so thankful to report. Excuse me. That UT Southern is going to honor Janae's scholarship. So with much gratitude, we're thankful to the chancellor at UT Southern, the athletic director, and that volleyball department to stand beside this kid, where team sports matter so much to this family and her, that she has the future team that she wanted to be on with the Skyhawks, and she's going to be a part of that team the next couple of years.
That is incredible. That is absolutely incredible. What does the family need right now? You know, you mentioned they can feel the outpourings of support, which I know will give people a lot of comfort.
Yeah, I mean, I there's no way I can walk in their shoes. I want to be very thoughtful with my words because I do not want to speak out of turn for James and Francine. Just knowing the family to some degree and being a father, maybe all of that merges together, and I hope I represent them correctly in speaking that, you know, obviously, you know, this family needs to continue to feel that love. I think that family and our community at large just needs to continue to have information given to us as to what can we do to carve out a successful transition plan, not only for Janae, but for James and Francine and that entire family when she is able to get out of the hospital and come home. And there are folks who have unfortunately gone down this path before. I've been very humbled by athletes who have reached out with trauma like this to say, hey, we want to be involved. We've been so thankful for Explore St. Louis. Kitty's been great reaching out. The event host has been spectacular. The medical community reaching out saying, hey, you know, here's going to be some things that they're going to have to process moving forward. And I think those continue outreaches to tip us off to what we should be prepared for, what James and Francine should be prepared for. And I think that there, as a father, speaking for another father, there's a strong sense for justice here.
And justice is what a lot of people are talking about. And again, getting back to the case, a lot of people are talking about the circuit attorney's office and what they did or did not do and how this might have been easily prevented. Ken's on the line with us. Ken, welcome to KMOX.
How are you doing, man?
Very well.
Hey, I'm just calling. You know, there's a lot of talk. You guys talk. We talk. The people talk. But nothing ever gets done, and nothing is ever going to get done. The only thing that would change anything, really, if nobody ever went down to these Blues games, nobody went down to the Cardinals games, nobody goes down there anymore until stuff changes down there. But they still get the people to go down there, these people from, and it's mostly the people from St. Charles County, from West County. You have all the sheep out there that are still going to go watch the game, and then they head right back home again. But it's like, hey, we're not going down there. That you get the Cardinals mad, you get the Blues mad about this, then maybe something gets done, you know, with this. That Kim Gardner, I mean, you know, definitely she's a piece of work. She's horrible. And she's more of a public defender to criminals than she is a prosecutor, you know. But, you know, that's just a piece of it. There's so much down there that's going on. But, you know, everybody, if you want to do something, if people want to do something about it, don't go down to these games. Don't go down there to the rest. Don't go down there for nothing. And then once these businesses and the Cardinals and the Blues, they start feeling the effects of this, hey, we're going to pull out of here. They're going to pull their team out of there, or you know, that because that's where their big revenue comes in.
Well, Ken, I think there's no question. You've got a couple of things there that you're getting at, you're hitting on, and first of all, I would not discount the amount of pressure that is already being applied, maybe more often behind the scenes, but you know, the Cardinals, the Blues, and the variety of businesses in the downtown area, both for entertainment and also, you know, companies that house workers downtown, there's a lot going on there. There's a lot of heat being put on a lot of people and a lot of arms of city government to do something about this. You certainly are correct that downtown area has got a crime problem, and that crime problem has turned into an image problem. I'll agree to disagree with you on the solution being everybody boycott it until the place turns into a shell, because I think that you look around at successful metro areas around this country, and they tend to flourish from the center. And that's where St. Louis, if it's going to go back in the trajectory that we all want it to go, it will also have to flourish from the center. But to do that, they've got to get the crime problem under control. I don't think anybody disagrees with that, no matter their political stripe. The question on the table right now is whether or not we're going to see big changes in the circuit attorney's office. And it is certainly looking like that could be coming, but it's going to be a fight before it gets there. 849 on KMOX. I'm George Sells, back with you in just a moment. Pressure, an appropriate song, because the circuit attorney under plenty of it tonight here in the city of St. Louis. 8:53 on KMOX, a lot of talk about the future of circuit attorney Kim Gardner, and question on the table, a lot of people are asking, should she remain in office? Rick on the line with us. Rick, welcome to KMOX.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So today she made a comment about the voters have stated her right to be in the office in the first place. And I think it's still two more years before there's another election. And I'm just kind of wondering, what do you understand about the possibility of a referendum and expediting that process to let the voters have a chance at this point in time to make a new decision?
That's a very good question, and I tried to do a little quick research during the break when I found out what your call was about. And you're correct on the term. Her term expires on January 1st of 2025, so there's a little less than 2 years left in her term in office. And the question is, can she be recalled? And that's what I don't know the answer to that. I'll be honest with you. I tried to find it real quick. I don't know what the rules are. I know that they have had some bills in the legislature in Jefferson City trying to change the recall rules, but I don't know what they actually are right now. Haven't really gotten to that point yet, but I think what you're looking at right now is a few different ways that this could play out. Obviously, the state attorney general starting the process in which...
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
And KMOX at your service, 8:41 in the evening on a Thursday night. A combative day in St. Louis politics. Kim Gardner, the circuit attorney, her office under fire after this crash that left a young woman, a 16-year-old girl from Tennessee, an aspiring volleyball player who was here for a volleyball tournament, got hit by a car and was left without her legs. She had to have her both legs amputated. She's in the hospital tonight. And we want to hear from you. We want to hear what your thoughts are on this case. Again, it's 314-436-7900, the number here at KMOX. Want to hear what your thoughts are about Kim Gardner's office. Should she stay? Should she go? Also curious to hear your thoughts about the way the city has really come together to support 16-year-old Janae Edmondson. Janae, you know, they started a GoFundMe to help her family pay for some of these what are going to be massive bills, certainly. And that the community has rallied around it. Their goal was like $200,000. They're over $400,000, both from people here and then around the area. And we did get an update on her condition. Leaders of the Tennessee Volleyball Club, they're not calling her critically injured. They're not calling her a victim. They're calling her a survivor. Janae Edmondson, 16 years old, still hospitalized. KMOX's Megan Lynch spoke today with Jeff Wismer. He's the assistant director and recruiting coordinator for the Mid-Tennessee Volleyball Club in Smyrna, Tennessee. And he gave us an update on her condition.
We want to thank the St. Louis community for its outpouring of support on site, whether that is prayers, cards, food offerings, just a sense of your community displaying the values that the Midwest is known for. That's been felt. I know the family would like to be able to get out and in person thank everyone and give updates, but right now their primary focus has to be on their family and for Janae. Yesterday she completed an additional surgery just to go in and check her wounds, because the wounds obviously are extensive, and that was a positive third surgery, and my understanding is that she has a couple more in front of her, so she is still in critical but stable position at this time. She was alert. I think it was Monday morning. She was able to engage her family. She was able to, on Tuesday, engage her sister as well. I think those were, you know, obviously two really positive steps for that family. We're really excited and we're very thankful for some positive news today that I've been in communication with her future college coach at UT Southern. And we are so thankful to report. Excuse me. That UT Southern is going to honor Janae's scholarship. So with much gratitude, we're thankful to the chancellor at UT Southern, the athletic director, and that volleyball department to stand beside this kid, where team sports matters so much to this family and her, that she has the future team that she wanted to be on with the Skyhawks, and she's going to be a part of that team the next couple of years.
That is incredible. That is absolutely incredible. What does the family need right now? You know, you mentioned they can feel the outpourings of support, which I know will give people a lot of comfort.
Yeah, I mean, I there's no way I can walk in their shoes. I want to be very thoughtful with my words because I do not want to speak out of turn for James and Francine. Just knowing the family to some degree and being a father, maybe all of that merges together, and I hope I represent them correctly and speaking that, you know, obviously, you know, this family needs to continue to feel that love. I think that family and our community at large just needs to continue to have information given to us as to what can we do to carve out a successful transition plan, not only for Janae, but for James and Francine and that entire family when she is able to get out of the hospital and come home. And there are folks who have unfortunately gone down this path before. I've been very humbled by athletes who have reached out with trauma like this to say, hey, we want to be involved. We've been so thankful for Explore St. Louis. Kitty's been great reaching out. The event host has been spectacular. The medical community reaching out saying, hey, you know, here's going to be some things that they're going to have to process moving forward. And I think those continue outreaches to tip us off to what we should be prepared for, what James and Francine should be prepared for. And I think that there, as a father, speaking for another father, there's a strong sense for justice here.
And justice is what a lot of people are talking about. And again, getting back to the case, a lot of people are talking about the circuit attorney's office and what they did or did not do and how this might have been easily prevented. Ken's on the line with us. Ken, welcome to KMOX.
How you doing, man?
Very well.
Hey, I'm just calling. You know, there's a lot of talk. You guys talk. We talk. The people talk. Nothing ever gets done, and nothing is ever going to get done.
The only thing that would change anything, really, if nobody ever went down to these Blues games, nobody went down to the Cardinals games, nobody goes down there anymore until stuff changes down there. But they still get the people to go down there, these people from, and it's mostly the people from St. Charles County, from West County. You have all the sheep out there that are still going to go watch the game, and then they head right back home again. But it's like, hey, we're not going down there. That you get the Cardinals mad, you get the Blues mad about this, then maybe something gets done, you know, with this. That Kim Gardner, I mean, you know, definitely she's a piece of work. She's horrible. And she's more of a public defender to criminals than she is a prosecutor, you know. But, you know, that's just a piece of it. There's so much down there that's going on. But, you know, everybody, if you want to do something, if people want to do something about it, don't go down to these games. Don't go down there to the rest. Don't go down there for nothing. And then once these businesses and the Cardinals and the Blues, they start feeling the effects of this, hey, we're going to pull out of here. They're going to pull their team out of there, or, you know, that, because that's where their big revenue comes in.
Well, Ken, I think there's no question. You've got a couple of things there that you're getting at, you're hitting on, and first of all, I would not discount the amount of pressure that is already being applied, maybe more often behind the scenes, but you know, the Cardinals, the Blues, and the variety of businesses in the downtown area, both for entertainment and also, you know, companies that house workers downtown. There's a lot going on there. There's a lot of heat being put on a lot of people and a lot of arms of city government to do something about this. You certainly are correct that downtown area has got a crime problem, and that crime problem has turned into an image problem. I'll agree to disagree with you on the solution being everybody boycott it until the place turns into a shell, because I think that you look around at successful metro areas around this country, and they tend to flourish from the center. And that's where St. Louis, if it's going to go back in the trajectory that we all want it to go, it will also have to flourish from the center. But to do that, they've got to get the crime problem under control. I don't think anybody disagrees with that, no matter their political stripe. The question on the table right now is whether or not we're going to see big changes in the circuit attorney's office. And it is certainly looking like that could be coming, but it's going to be a fight before it gets there. 849 on KMOX. I'm George Sells, back with you in just a moment. Pressure, an appropriate song, because the circuit attorney under plenty of it tonight here in the city of St. Louis. 8:53 on KMOX, a lot of talk about the future of circuit attorney Kim Gardner, and question on the table, a lot of people are asking, should she remain in office? Rick on the line with us. Rick, welcome to KMOX.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So today she made a comment about the voters have stated her right to be in the office in the first place. And I think it's still two more years before there's another election. And I'm just kind of wondering, what do you understand about the possibility of a referendum and expediting that process to let the voters have a chance at this point in time to make a new decision?
That's a very good question, and I tried to do a little quick research during the break when I found out what your call was about. And you're correct on the term. Her term expires on January 1st of 2025, so there's a little less than 2 years left in her term in office. And the question is, can she be recalled? And that's what I don't know the answer to that. I'll be honest with you. I tried to find it real quick. I don't know what the rules are. I know that they have had some bills in the legislature in Jefferson City trying to change the recall rules, but I don't know what they actually are right now. Haven't really gotten to that point yet, but I think what you're looking at right now is a few different ways that this could play out. Obviously, the state attorney general starting the process in which Kim Gardner could be removed from office. Now, the fact of the matter is this. That's almost like a trial. So he's going to have to go to court. He's going to have to get to the point of that hearing or that trial, if you will, essentially prove a negative, which is not very easy to do. And get her ousted. But then if he were to win that, she still would have the right to appeal. And so then you have the process of the appeal, and then maybe another one if it were to go to the state Supreme Court, for example. So from that standpoint, as we've all seen how the court system goes, you know, that's something that could theoretically drag out to the end of her term. You then have the calls from seemingly everybody and their brother that she should resign. That's probably – I would suggest to you that is probably the most likely course of action. And again, I don't know what the rules are on a recall election. What I do know is that people in politics do have a way to deliver the message to someone who they think is hurting them, if that someone wants to have a future in politics. And so I think what you're talking about here is, you know, Ms. Gardner is probably hearing from people in Democratic Party politics right now, suggesting that maybe it's time to step away. The question is whether she'll just go ahead and try to ride it out. We shall see. It's 8:56. I'm George Sells. Back in a moment. Pressure, an appropriate song, because the circuit attorney under plenty of it tonight here in the city of St. Louis. 8:53 on KMOX. A lot of talk about the future of circuit attorney Kim Gardner. And question on the table, a lot of people are asking, should she remain in office? Rick on the line with us. Rick, welcome to KMOX.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So today she made a comment about the voters have stated her right to be in the office in the first place. And I think it's still two more years before there's another election. And I'm just kind of wondering, what do you understand about the possibility of a referendum and expediting that process to let the voters have a chance at this point in time to make a new decision?
That's a very good question, and I tried to do a little quick research during the break when I found out what your call was about. And you're correct on the term. Her term expires on January 1st of 2025, so there's a little less than 2 years left in her term in office. And the question is, can she be recalled? And that's what I don't know the answer to that. I'll be honest with you. I tried to find it real quick. I don't know what the rules are. I know that they have had some bills in the legislature in Jefferson City trying to change the recall rules, but I don't know what they actually are right now. Haven't really gotten to that point yet, but I think what you're looking at right now is a few different ways that this could play out. Obviously, the state attorney general starting the process in which Kim Gardner could be removed from office. Now, the fact of the matter is this. That's almost like a trial. So he's going to have to go to court. He's going to have to get to the point of that hearing or that trial, if you will, essentially prove a negative, which is not very easy to do. And get her ousted. But then if he were to win that, she still would have the right to appeal. And so then you have the process of the appeal, and then maybe another one if it were to go to the state Supreme Court, for example. So from that standpoint, as we've all seen how the court system goes, you know, that's something that could theoretically drag out to the end of her term. You then have the calls from seemingly everybody and their brother that she should resign. That's probably – I would suggest to you that is probably the most likely course of action. And again, I don't know what the rules are on a recall election. What I do know is that people in politics do have a way to deliver the message to someone who they think is hurting them, if that someone wants to have a future in politics. And so I think what you're talking about here is, you know, Ms. Gardner is probably hearing from people in Democratic Party politics right now, suggesting that maybe it's time to step away. The question is whether she'll just go ahead and try to ride it out. We shall see. It's 8:56. I'm George Sells. Back in a moment.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.